Breakfast on BBC Radio Kent with John and Maggie. Would you know what advanced thinking school status is? BBC Radio Kent has learned half the secondary schools in England with this status are in the county, two out of four. One's Maidstone Grammar School for Girls. The other is Oakwood Park Grammar. I asked Dr. Rupert Waygriff from the University of Exeter what makes these schools different.
I think in every school you'll find teachers and activities that do promote thinking. But there's a lot of pressure these days to teach to the test, to teach for just passing exams. And that isn't necessarily the same as teaching for thinking. There is our ways of teaching that can promote the kind of skills and dispositions that are useful throughout life, the sort of skills that employers and universities really want. And there are ways of teaching that can just promote the narrow bits of knowledge that will get you past an exam.
Can you give us an example of what you mean by that teaching of thinking?
Well, one of the things that is widely used in all the thinking schools, visual methods like concept maps, which will help people in every subject area. So it's not as if there's a difference between teaching thinking and teaching knowledge. It's about understanding the underlying concepts and the relationships through using visual mapping techniques. Another crucial one for me is the development of dispositions, of character, if you like. So the disposition of asking good questions, of being resilient in the face of problems, persevering. These are developing people as a whole rather than just bits of knowledge that can be remembered. Not that there's anything wrong with that. It's not in contradiction to knowledge at all. It's just a way of teaching which actually does prove to be more effective in achieving exam results.
What you end up with is a student who can think for themselves about a subject and therefore perhaps are more likely to be able to answer questions in exams that perhaps they weren't expecting.
Yes, absolutely. Being more creative in exams, that's often the problem that students have when faced with difficult exam questions. They've memorized something, but it doesn't fit. They have to be able to be creative and responsive. And these are the sort of skills that are taught. Our particular approach is about taking a whole school approach to it. There have been lots of teaching thinking methods that have been applied by particular teachers. But of course, if you learn to question and challenge and think for yourself in one classroom, and then when you move to the next one, you're told to sit quietly and copy from the textbook, it's not going to work effectively. So what we're promoting and what Maidstone Grammar has taken up is this whole school approach, which is very much about engaging the governors, engaging all the stakeholders, the teachers and the parents, in promoting teaching thinking across the curriculum. So yes, that similar techniques are used in every area.
Of course, Maidstone Grammar School, because it's a selective school, probably finds it very easy to achieve those national standards that are set by government about how many GCSEs and A-levels you need to get. Taking a high school in Kent, where you don't have the luxury of those very clever students because they've been taken into the grammar school, I'm just wondering whether, because they're focused on is meeting those targets, whether thinking, you know, having a thinking school at that level is possible.
Well, unfortunately, some people do seem to think like that. But in reality, when Ofsted inspectors come in and they see teaching thinking activities, they've always been very positive about it. Because in reality, it will indirectly get good exam results. So I think that's a mistake. And in fact, our techniques are most effective with the lowest performing pupils.
Dr. Rupert Waygriff from the University of Exeter speaking to us earlier about the number of schools in Kent teaching advanced thinking.